Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again, and welcome to Passion for Christ. Again, I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Tonight, we are discussing some powerful principles of promotion, Do me a quick favor, text 5 people, message them on Facebook, and tell them that the Grace View Church of Christ is on right now, and if they're going through something, if they need to get some motivation to know that God is still in the business of promoting people, they need to be on this call within the next couple minutes. For those of you who are interested in being blessed, and I don't think that I'm by myself on tonight, how many of you out there tonight really want God to bless you? You realize how blessed you already are, but you want to know how God could bless you even more. And that's a powerful point in and of itself. I just want you to think about your current level of blessings and how God has blessed you. It's just a blessing if you can even hear me tonight, which means that God has allowed you to be alive another day. If you have clothes on your back, that means that God has clothed you on today. If you've eaten a meal today, if you've eaten a meal, you've been blessed. If you had anything to drink, you have been blessed. And if you didn't have to sleep outside or in a car, you have been blessed. Just think about how much more blessed you could be if you and I would pay attention to some of the powerful principles in the Bible of how God has elevated and promoted people, how much more you could be blessed. Because many of us know that we don't always give 100% in what we do. Do I have a witness on tonight? You know, there's times where you have cut corners, you have tried to get around doing the hard work. You tried to take the easy route, and you know that you haven't given forth all of the effort that you know you can give. Now, I want you to know that even with that, you already are blessed, but just think about how much more blessed you could be if you put forth more effort. There is an awesome paradigm in 1 Samuel chapter 16 that I want you to look at with David. This is when David was anointed the next king. And there's just some powerful principles in this pericope of scripture here because we find the awesomeness of God taking place. So make sure you get out your notes. Make sure you put the notes in your phone. Make sure you write them down because these are the kind of principles, biblical principles, where God has used before to elevate somebody. And I just believe that if we follow these principles, God can do it for you and I. David was not even invited by his father to entertain the prophet Samuel. David was in the fields shepherding the sheep because that's what his job was, and that's what he did. And the prophet, you know the story, the prophet had all the seven sons of Jesse come before him and realized that God had rejected all of the people that man thought that God would even consider, which is a powerful principle in and of itself. Sometimes God does not need to bless you with the people that are around you. God could send a man that you don't even know to come bless you. Well, how do you know that, Brother Jones? Because David was in the fields. And the prophet Samuel came, and he wanted to see David because he realized that God had selected David. So sometimes God does not have to use the people who are around you to bless you. I feel like running around right now, which means that if you're faithful with what God has given you, God could bless a stranger to come into your life. Let me just raise the question, has a stranger that you don't even know ever come into your life and blessed you with a ride or blessed you to boost off your car when your battery went dead, helped you change a tire before, brought a check to your house? Sometimes God uses strangers, and the Hebrew writer lets us know that sometimes you have to be mindful because you could be entertaining angels unawares. So we realize that David was not even invited by his father, which is another powerful principle. Sometimes we think that the closest people to us will be the people that God uses to bless us, but sometimes God does not use the people who are closest to us, and that's why we have sometimes the erroneous expectation that because we have done something for other people that God is going to use them to bless us. Here's the point, here's the principle, here's the power in the Word of God. Sometimes you will think that you should get blessed by the person that you expected from, but God sometimes operates a little bit differently. God will give you what you need to bless you, but it may not come from the person to whom you expect the blessing to come from. So David's father did not invite him, but you know the story. David was anointed. Now, I want you to notice what your Bible says. This is so powerful. I want you to notice what your Bible says. Now, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, and I want you to see something here. The Bible says in verse number 12, so he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, which means that he was ready. She had a darker complexion than the rest of his brothers, with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. But verse number 12 says, so he sent and brought him. When you are faithful with the job or whatever it is, the task that God has given you, you have to be faithful with that. And you need not worry because God will send somebody to come get you to promote you. Because the Bible says in verse number 12, so he sent and brought him in. So David was summoned. Now, what does that mean? Somebody came to get him because God had a blessing for him from a man that he had not been acquainted with before. So David, the Bible says in verse number 13, so then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, watch this, in the midst of his brothers. God will bless you and promote you in the midst of some people that man has thought that were worthy of receiving the blessing. But God will also place you around and surround you with your haters. Sometimes God wants to bless you around the people that man expected would get the blessing, but God blessed and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. Now, that's powerful. I don't have time to deal with it, but one of David's brothers was a brother by the name of Eliab, and Eliab falsely accused David of having the wrong motives and intent when David came to support him, when David's father sent him to the battle to support and give his brothers some food. So sometimes it's the people that's closest to you that God wants to bless you and promote you around. And sometimes he will do it in the midst of those people who doubted you. What a powerful principle. So I need you to know that God is not limited to the calculatory limitations that man places on you. Because sometimes man won't think that you're worthy because you're too young. Sometimes man won't think you're worthy of the blessing or the promotion because you're too old. Sometimes man won't think you're worthy of the blessing because you're inexperienced. And it's so crazy that sometimes man won't think you're worthy of the blessing because you're over-experienced. See, sometimes men and mankind will place limitations on you that God would not place on you. But I just need you to understand some things about David. Let me peruse on down here and give you five things, and I'll leave you with this about David tonight, because you may be wondering, what was it about David? We know that David was a man after God's own heart. We know that David just had a heart for God. He had a heart for what God wanted. He had a heart for being obedient to God. Obviously, we know that David was not perfect because he ended up being an adulterous murderer and did a whole host of things that he broke the law of Moses and all of those things, but he still was a man that had a heart for the Lord. But there's one thing in verse number 18 I want to leave you with tonight as we discuss these powerful principles of promotion. The Bible says, and I don't have time to get into all of this, but there was a problem because David, after David was anointed, the Bible teaches us that the Spirit was mightily upon him. That's going to be another lesson, but I don't have time tonight. But the Spirit departed from Saul, so you have a juxtaposition there because David has the Spirit, but Saul no longer has the Spirit. And I could spend hours talking to you about the fact that there's some things that you have that you just know you can do and you can get when you have the Spirit of God indwelling in you versus when you don't have the Spirit of God indwelling in you. But that's a whole other lesson. The verse number 18 says, "Then one of the young men said, 'Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is a skillful musician, a mighty man of valor, a warrior, one prudent in speech, and a handsome man, and the Lord was with him.'" I just need you to know that sometimes people are watching you when you don't know they're watching you. Because one of the young men who was in charge of finding someone that could play, that was a good musician, one of the young men said, "I have seen a son of Jesse," which is referring to David. Do you not know, when you are not looking, that somebody is examining you? They're examining your work, and you could not even see it in your peripheral, but somebody is always watching you. So whatever it is that you're doing, just make sure you are great at it. Notice I didn't say good. Make sure you're great at what you do. What is it that you do that is awesome? What is it that you do that you just have a natural gift? How good could you be if you truly honed in your skills? How good could you be at it if you truly worked on it? I just need you to know five things about David, really six things about David quickly. The Bible says that he was a skillful musician, which means that he was just not one who played for fun. David had perfected his craft because the Bible labels him as being skillful. Question to you is, are you skillful? Would somebody say that whatever it is that you do, that you're skillful? In other words, you have a distinct skill at whatever it is that you do, and it stands out. Does your skill set stand out? Because in the church, we can't have unskilled people in skilled positions. I think I should repeat that. We cannot have unskilled people in a skilled position because we'll end up looking crazy. So we got to make sure that you are skilled. The Bible says he was a mighty man of valor. Valor simply means when everybody else will run from the problem, David was a man who would run to the problem because David just believed that he was able to defeat whatever it was that he was fighting for and fighting against. And I need to help you understand that's the second thing about David. Then the Bible says that he was a warrior. He was a fighter. He was one that would go toe-to-toe. When everybody else would turn their shoulders and turn back and say we couldn't do it, David would say, let's go, let's get them because the Lord is on our side. He was just a little boy, and he possessed these skills. Then the Bible says that he was one who was prudent in speech. How many times you are around people, and they say the most ungodly things? They say the silliest and the craziest things in, out of their mouths, and you look at them and you say, what did you just say? And they're always silly. One thing about me, I'm a serious person. I love to have a joke or laugh, but I'm not going to always be the person that's trying to be the life of the party. My job is to make sure that I make stuff plain to you, and it's okay to have some fun. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to tell some jokes, but you can't always be silly. Because when David opened up his mouth, somebody noticed the fact that David was one who was wise in speech. In other words, David had wisdom. David has wisdom. There's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom is when you could utilize the knowledge in a healthy way that's beneficial for you to win whatever it is you're trying to win. You could have knowledge but not have the wisdom to know when to use the knowledge. So David was one who was prudent in speech. When he opened up his mouth, you could tell that this man was wise. Then the Bible says he was a handsome man. Most of us can't do nothing about that, praise the mighty name of Jesus, because sometimes you're just born with what you're born with. But just know that however God has made you, you need to be satisfied with that. Try to be as healthy as you can. But the Bible distinctively says that David was a handsome man. Let me just pause parenthetically and just give you this while it's on my spirit. There are some women. There's a new reality show, I've been told, that these women actually have tried to get butt enhancements, and they're putting things in their butts like fix-a-flat, and they're having these surgeries because in the society that we live in, some of them, these women have believed that they have to have a certain figure or a certain shape in order to attract a man or to be looked at with any degree of regularity in their circles and to be looked at as a prominent person. But let me just tell you this. Instead of getting butt injections, you need some Bible injections, sisters, because God made you wonderfully. God didn't make a mistake when he made you. Yeah, it's okay to go on a diet. Yeah, it's okay to eat healthy. Yeah, it's okay to put on makeup if that's what you want to do. But however God made you is how you look. You didn't have a choice in that. God made you the way he wanted to make you based on who your parents were. So you need to be satisfied with what God has done, and you don't need to do any enhancements to your body to attract somebody more than likely who's probably not spiritual anyway and probably couldn't even get you to heaven. So sisters, you're wonderful. Sisters, you're beautiful. Sisters, God has made you well, and all you need to do is just enhance what God has already given you. There used to be a song that people used to say, just shake what your mama gave you. Don't shake what the doctors gave you. Shake what your mama gave you. Lord, have mercy. So David, also the Bible says, the Lord was with him. Whatever you do in this world, and I'm closing, whatever you do in this world, you need to have the Lord with you. I would rather go through life's troubles and trials and tribulations with God rather than without him. Because some of you on the line tonight to know that God is peace in the middle of your storm. God can be a doctor when you need him. God could be a physician that you can count on. God could be a banker when you need some money. God could be a car dealer when you've been walking and you didn't have no transportation. God could allow you to get approved for a car when nobody else thought that you could qualify for a house, but God said, here are the keys right now. Here you go, baby. So God has done all these things for us, by us, with us, and through us. And what we need to know is that God is always able. And if you're going to accomplish anything, just make sure that the Lord is on your side. There are some powerful principles of promotion in this passage that is pregnant with pertinent, plain, persuasive information in this passage that we need to ponder and study on if we plan to be God's people. God bless you on tonight. I hope and pray this information has truly been a blessing to you, as it has been a blessing for me to teach it to you and to apply it myself. God is ready to bless some of you. When God is ready, just make sure you're faithful with what God has already given you, and don't worry about it. God knows how to come get you to bless you. If you have a prayer request, dial number one on your phone right now. Sisters, God made you beautiful. You're beautiful as you are, and God did not make no mistakes. If you need prayer tonight, we want to pray for you. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. We have people all across the country with us, and I thank God for all of these states that are represented on tonight. Caller ending in 5249, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Thank you for the lesson. Just asking for prayer for my family and a friend that's suffering with cancer right now. And pray for the church family, your family, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Anderson. We certainly appreciate you on tonight. There are some powerful principles of promotion, and we certainly keep you and your family in prayer. And always thank you for your faithfulness on this call and all that you do for the cause of Christ. Caller ending in 3964, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hello. Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Sister Pam, and thank you so much for the message this morning. I'm sorry, this evening. I'm asking all of you to just lift my family up in prayer, especially for our travel situation, and pray that God will continue to give us traveling grace, and so thankful for all the blessings that he has given us. And pray for my children, especially Kennedy Pelt, she's not feeling well, and the doctors have put her on antibiotics. So pray that the antibiotics will work for her. And also pray for her schooling, as well as my daughter, Jayla, that she will just keep God first and that she will do those things that are pleasing and acceptable unto him. And pray for me, as well as my children at school, and my husband's health as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sister Pam. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer. We thank you for your optimism all the time. It's just so refreshing, and the fact that you always give God praise just warms my heart every time I hear it, because God is worthy of all the praise. Caller ending in 5707, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, Brother Jones, thank you for that wonderful message. I'm just asking prayer for Poppy Martin and Lisa Cobb, and I just want to thank God for what he's done and what he's going to continue to do in our lives.
God bless you on tonight. We certainly appreciate you. We certainly keep those people in prayer, and thank you for your encouragement. Let me leave you with this. God is just such an awesome God. When you really think about the goodness of God, just give God some praise, for he is just worthy. When I think about his goodness, I just got to give him some praise. And let me tell you something. Anytime, and I feel compelled to say this, anytime doubt and worry enters your mind, what I want you to do is start praying. And in your prayer, I want you to just begin to bust out in praise and thank God for everything he's done. Because sometimes when you pray, we're always praying that God changes and fixes whatever we want him to fix, which is okay because God, that's what God can do. He can deliver us. But in your prayer, when doubt and worry enters your mind, I just want you to say, thank you, God, for all that you have done. Thank you, God, for keeping me, keeping my family, keeping my church family, keeping my children, keeping my job. And I just want you to bust out in prayer And in your prayer, begin to praise God. Now, let's just go ahead and go to God in prayer. I can't wait to pray. Thank all of you for being on the line tonight. Call out Sylvia Klingman's name in your personal prayers as well. One of our faithful members at the Grace Free Church of Christ, she's having a procedure done tomorrow. We'll pray for that. Bow with me and thank you for tuning in tonight. Oh, God, we love you. God, we thank you for all that you have done. When we think about your goodness, and your grace and your mercy, how you've carried us. Lord, you've loved us. You've blessed us time and time again. God, there is no words that we could say outside of hallelujah and how awesome a God you are. God, as far as the heavens is high, we know that you are able to bless us and everything we stand in need of. So tonight, Lord, we just lift you up in prayer. We lift you up in praise because, God, we thank you for your ability. You're such an able God. Lord, we lift up Sister Pam tonight, her family, her children, her job, her husband, her church family, those to whom she works with at her job, that you just bless everybody, Lord, in her family, particularly her children who are suffering with some health problems. We know there's no problem that you can't handle. And we ask that you bring healing over that house and you keep healing in that house and that you get glory from all of their stories. Be with Sister Anderson, that you bless her brother-in-law and you bless all those to whom she requested prayers for, and that you be with the churches of Christ. And, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for Takesha, Lord, who is with us, and we just pray that you just be with those who she had heavy on her heart. Lord, you know who they are and what they need and why they need it. And for that, we give you praise. Lord, we just pray that you bless those people she prayed for and that you just be with all of us. Thank you for showing us these powerful principles of promotion. Thank you for letting us know that it's possible and that you're able. And God, we just thank you for life, health, and strength and the longevity that you've given us and the blessing that you've blessed our families with and our church families with. Oh, Lord, you're awesome. God, we love you. We thank you for your awesomeness. Continue, oh God, to display your power, your awesomeness, and bless Sister Klingman tomorrow as she goes into her procedure, that you be with the doctors and the nurses that attend to her, and you allow everything to go according to plan, to your plan, and that you bless it to be successful. It's in the mighty name of Jesus. We offer this prayer, and we offer this prayer to you because of the cross. It's in his name we pray.
Amen. I want to be
be near the cross where my Savior died on a hill so lonely.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.